Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, make it be up in your face. There you go.
Right.
All
right.
This is different than ours. We have a different kind of mic. No, I have a speech impediment.
Okay. She does. I have a lisp.
Aww. Do you?
It's very slight, but
it's a Darbs.
I know it is. It's really. I wouldn't ever think of it as a lisp. Okay, we're ready.
Do re mi fa do di do do. Okay.
Welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. We are here live at Podcast Movement, Dallas, Texas.
With two very special guests.
I'm your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
Ladies, would you please introduce yourselves?
Hey, I am Dacole, Barlaine Dacole. I am a master hairstylist, a lock stylist, one of the best in DFW. And I am loving meeting these ladies. And I am ready. I am a mom of four kids. Yeah, that's me.
And Ray?
I am Asha Ray. I am a 12-year vet in the cosmetology industry. I do everything, hair, nails, facial waxing, everything but drama. I am new to the DFW area. I've been here 8 months and 25 days, and I'm just ready for whatever the world gives me, like this opportunity.
Oh, sweet. The reason we met these ladies, they saved our ass on the streets last night.
Yep.
Just to set the stage, we're at this podcast conference. We get invited to a pop-up party, which sounds very fun. Young and fun. And so we're like, you know what? We're going to do it. They said it was just a 3 to 5 minute walk. We walked almost 50 minutes, went completely the wrong way. I ended up on the pavement just because I needed to cool myself.
Yeah, it's hot in Texas.
Oh, it's fuck. I don't know how you guys do it. And these lovely ladies brought us to the correct building.
Yes.
Strangely, they were entering the same building. We assumed that they were part of the podcast conference.
And going to the same party.
Yeah, and so we just tagged along with them.
Just followed them.
They brought us into a beautiful,
gorgeous
interior that looked like it could have hosted a party. They kindly gave us water. Carol huffed hers down. And then I think at one point, both Carol and I looked around and were like, where is everybody? Right? We weren't at the party. These ladies have a beautiful studio in this building and were very gracious to us.
Yes.
And then directed us on our way. But in our chats, we learned that we have a lot in common, not just kids. They've started a business. We're going to talk about that. And we also want to talk about the really serendipitous part that they have also just started a podcast.
Recorded their first episode. So that is super exciting.
Tell us a little bit about this business. Because I will say, Carol and I looked at your website. That badass picture of all of you guys. The first thing we said, we were like,
hot.
I want to be in that club.
Yeah, what's crazy is that we both work for this salon. I've been there now a year and a half. And shortly after I got there, a few months later, she arrived.
So let's talk about the name.
The name of the salon that we currently work in, because we are independent salon owners, is Sheer Diva Artistry. The business name for me is the Lock Evolution Lounge. I only specialize in locks. Then she has her business inside of the salon.
Which is Par Asheré. And that will be located in Sheer Diva Artistry. So Sheer Diva Artistry Salon and Spa, shout out to them for the opportunity that they've given us and the beautiful, aesthetically pleasing to the eye space that you ladies were in.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
And it's on Irving?
It's on 211
North Irving. Second floor, Sheer Diva Artistry Salon. Yeah.
Please forgive me for being a white chick.
No, this is perfect.
Can you tell me what locks are?
Yes, because, you know, I have a lot of people that I encounter that are not of the same background.
Yeah.
And they say, oh my God, your braids are so cute. I just kind of go along with them. I'm like, oh, thank you. So what it is just tangled hair. We're just guiding the hair. Because if your hair is kinky, coily, or curly, it's going to tangle. Mm-hmm.
So mine could tangle.
And come untangled. Yes, it could tangle. Don't come untangled.
So
and what
well
we do
locked.
Is we're guiding them to do what we want them to do. So if you see the different sizes, different patterns, different looks, it's because that's how they're guiding them to look. So it's just tangled hair, literally just mats. It's matted hair. That's all it is.
So in layman's terms, similar to dreads.
That is dreads.
Yeah. Okay. It's the same thing.
Then. And so they're calling it dreadlocks.
More elevated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a little more.
And because of the word dread, just history shows that the word dread was given. As it looks dreadful, it looks awful.
Oh.
And so you find a lot of people that venture to the word locks because we're taking the dread off of locks because it's not dreadful. It's something that your hair will automatically do if it's kinky, coily, or curly.
If it doesn't come undone, then you gotta shave your head, right?
Either you shave it or I have had clients who combed them out. You can comb it out. It's a lengthy process and it's expensive because I do charge a nice fee for that.
I'm sure.
However, it is detangling the hair. Bottom line, you are detangling hair that has been matted forever. Like 3 years of detangling this. I'm 3 years in right now with my lock journey.
How long would it take?
So normally when you first start your process, it's going to take anywhere between 6 months to a year for the hair to actually just lock where you have what you have. Baby locks, you have your teenage locks, this is what I'm calling it, and you have your mature locks.
Oh my god.
I have mature locks
because it's a process. They are completely level.
And yours locked. Are mature too.
They look
she mature. Has teenagers.
I have teenagers. It has only been 10 months since I started my journey.
So she's about to be she's about to have some grown-ups on her head.
Yeah. So the new hair that's growing in will just lock itself?
Right.
You have to guide it to do that.
Oh, you still have to do that?
Right. So what you're doing is you're palm rolling. Some people palm rolling. So I'm literally taking that lock and I'm rolling it to create this coil pattern at the roots of the hair. So you're doing this. Or some people do what they call interlocking. So you take one lock. There's a tool that you can use. And you take it through the base of the hair, like four different directions, so north, south, east, and west. And that's called interlocking. So you do that 1, 2, 3, 4, and sometimes 1, 2, 3, 4 twice. It's pretty much looking like a braid. It's a pretty intricate and fun and interesting journey, I'll tell you
I would
that.
Love it.
Your hair would do it,
so,
too.
Yeah, no, I have coarse, curly, unruly hair.
And surprisingly, what people don't know is that hair will lock. If you don't
that's
do anything to your hair,
great basis
it
to
will.
Lock.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I've seen it pretty close.
Yeah, no, because sometimes I don't shower often.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, I might wash my hair maybe twice a week. It is such a pain in the ass because I can't comb through it.
And if you didn't, your hair will mat and be considered locking. All you have to do is guide it. So what you're doing is you have all these intricate parting systems. You have people who say they want the free form. That's where they just let their hair do whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the Jay-Z
look.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. The whole tree stump look.
Right.
Everyone has their own style when it comes to locks. I want her to start.
Well.
Because let me tell you, this girl here is so freaking talented, y'all. She seems mild and meek.
You.
But let me tell you, the girl is so talented. She's an artist.
Right.
Hey there.
Tell me a little bit about what your specialty
okay,
is.
Okay, what my specialty is everything. It's literally everything.
Look,
hair, nails, facial waxing. It took a while to get to this journey, and I've had people tell me, oh, you can't do it all. You have to pick one thing. On my journey, and even in this recent move here to Dallas, I've learned that I can do.
Of course
I
can you can.
Do everything. So I am Asheray Knox, a.k.a. Ray. You can call me Ashi, whatever you want to. However, you can find me on Instagram at Par Asheray. Par means by in French. By Asheray. Everything I do is by made and everything under me, since I do so much. But again, that's at Instagram, Par Asheray, PAR_ASHARA. That's where you can find me and all of my work. I am now, I know you guys know I had a big following in Indianapolis, Indiana. So if you have been looking for me and wondering where I disappeared to, I'm now located in the heart of downtown Dallas, Texas, inside of Sheer Diva Artistry Salon and Spa. So that is where Pajare LLC has moved to. Education coming soon. So that's what I'm stepping into next.
Wait, tell me about that.
So my passion is in teaching. I love what I do. I've been doing this for 12 years. I know I look very young and I am.
Yeah, you do. Both you ladies look very young.
Thank you.
How longer. Old are you?
I'm 30. I'll be 31.
Wow. So you are still a baby.
I am very much so.
But
still
you look
young.
A lot younger. And how old are you?
I am 45.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
God damn.
They say black don't crack unless you smoke it.
Well,
so.
Oh, is that unless you smoke it? All right. So can I ask you a question about
of
waxing?
Course. Okay.
I have a lot of hair. Initially, I'm thinking you're doing waxing on the face.
I am doing waxing on the face.
But do you...
She gets me all...
Really? Oh, but yes. I don't think you know the kind of...
Oh, no, honey. All
this. Seriously? No, I could grow a fairly decent beard.
Yeah, it would be scraggly.
Well, the three of four of us are very furry. We
yeah,
know
she
that
waxed.
Now.
We pretty much wax at the same time. Yeah. Because normally she's like, oh, let me go get this mustache. I said, oh, let me go get my man hairs.
So, you know, I know I'm the baby of the group, but I must say, entering in my 30s, I feel like... You know, my manhood has came in really greatly. Really greatly.
All right.
I heard it's only downhill from here. I don't know. But so far, 30s can kiss my ass when it comes to hair. I'm so much more furry.
Women don't like to talk about that.
Right.
Right? We all... I mean, it was just this vacation or conference that I realized that Carol shaves her face.
Well, just my mustache part.
Right, but I never knew that. We've talked about this kind of shit forever.
Yeah.
I'm like her. I think when as I got older.
Oh, yeah, the hormones.
Full-fledged man. Like,
it's awful.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even ashamed anymore, y'all. Like, no. I don't even care.
No,
I just don't. Hey, I grow hair everywhere.
Right.
Yep.
Chest hairs,
so,
all of that.
So do you guys wax pussies?
You know what? Do you?
I wax mine, you know. I just get a good old mirror and squat down and get her done.
So you squat. That's how you do it.
That's how I do it. That's my trick.
I was wondering.
To get rid of...
Are you squatting over a mirror?
Yeah, I do that.
Dude, that's brilliant.
But it does make sense.
Here's my problem, and I'm not joking. I once tried to self-wax. I got everything ready. I don't think the wax was too hot. When I went to go rip it...
Oh.
No, well, my arms weren't long enough. It just went like... it just kept going like gum. So what was I doing wrong? I'm serious.
It could have been sections, product.
Like snatched. The strip could have been too long.
The things we do to be beautiful.
Have. Right?
Well, okay. So basically, I need a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
much.
I mean, I was a bloody mess.
Oh!
Like, I only did one strip. I mean, it looked like hell.
I would definitely go to a professional. Read the instructions. That's where we mess up. Instructions always come first. The manufacturers tell you how to use their product for a reason. It's very fundamental.
I think I did, but okay, maybe I didn't. I don't know.
That is true.
So you guys don't professionally wax
other people.
She does.
Assholes. Oh, well, you say you just do your own.
No, I professionally wax from the neck and above.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think legally I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, I see. I didn't
know.
Yeah,
under my
licensing
system.
Oh.
I'm not sure yet. If in the Texas law I can do that, I would love to rip at twice all day. That would be one of my favorite things.
Yeah, because let me tell you, she's extremely aggressive, y'all.
You know what?
It might
just
hurt
a little,
but
in the end, you're going to love it. Okay?
She's like, take it.
It's probably very satisfying.
Yeah, it'll hurt so good, I promise.
My sister, who goes and gets professionally waxed, she still complains about the inner lip hairs.
Oh, those are difficult to get to.
It's the worst part.
So you can't wax those, right? You got to still go in there manually and pluck them or something?
Well,
ooh.
Depending on the vagina particularly you're working with, some are very juicier than others, you know, more.
So you
got to
keep drying it?
Wait, we are not going off the Okay. You say some are juicier than others. I mean,
you know,
that makes
some get
sense.
A little more air. Some have a bigger thigh gap. Yep. Some of them, you know, I have big legs. It's a lot. I call her the big girl. It's a lot. It's a lot down there to handle, especially on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but when you have those bigger ones, it's a lot of more pulling out of the way, and you have to stretch that skin out to really get in there good. So when you have more to work with.
So people actually go in there, the professionals go in there and actually wax those hairs off.
Yeah, you can. They can be waxed, but it's only so far on the inner lip you can go. You know, you don't want to.
Is that mandated by law?
It's too specific to mandate. However, in your training, it'll tell you how far to go in or how far into the labia.
Because it's real delicate.
You
want
it's a very delicate area. So you don't want to go too far. And then that's when product comes into play. You want to have the right product, something that will be gentle but grab the hair rough enough at the same time to get it out. However, in my process, when it comes to those delicate areas, I'll pluck. I'd rather pluck than to wax and rip. But when you know, depending on the person and your crevices and you know what all you have down there, whether you have a little girl or big girl, we might have to do
a little more work. I mean, plucking sounds. I have a hard time pulling nose hairs out without coming to my knees.
Those are the worst, though. You can't.
You think it's
that.
Worse than the pussy
nose
hairs?
Nose hairs are.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I can never get used to my nose hair. My lip gives me hell every time. It gives me anxiety every time.
Yes.
The nose hairs are the worst, though. It's something about that nose that just.
It
just makes you tear up every time. But I would say, as far as, you know, the twat and everything, when you get down in there, the more you do it, you get used to it, at least for me. Sure. But, you know, I'm a little rough. I can deal with the pain.
I know.
As we were sitting there in your gorgeous salon, drinking all of your water, you mentioned that you had just recorded your first podcast.
Yeah, isn't it ironic that we run into two podcasters?
So definitely the irony for me.
The whole thing has been very strange.
And so what is this podcast called, and when do you think it'll drop?
The name of the podcast is Lock Life, because it is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And because I have a lot of clients, they have a lot of questions. As I was talking about it with my clients, they were like, thumbs up. I was getting a lot of positive feedback. I was like, that's it. I'm doing it. And so I kind of put some things together, and I told her, I was like, you're it. Number one, she was a hairstylist. Mm-hmm. Number two, she has clients with locks. Number three, she's in the lifestyle herself.
Yeah.
And I was like, what better way than to start my first podcast talking about starting locks with her?
And well, and you have a relationship, obviously.
Yes.
You're very close.
Obviously, yes, definitely. And I thought maybe this would be perfect. And we recorded our first one. However, I hadn't just, you know, tinkered with it a little bit because, y'all, I am a newbie to this thing. Yeah, and
trust me, we've been at this for 4 years and we still fuck shit up.
Yeah, all the time.
Heavy on the fuck shit up, because I totally was not ready.
I know. She was like, I'm nervous. I'm like, we're just talking.
All of nerves, I was. Shame on me, but I'm so new to this. So when she invited me, I was excited, but I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally going to fuck this up.
But it was something that most likely in line for me, because I've always did a lot of writing. I did the poetry. I used to do open mic. Yeah. And so words was nothing for me. I was literally nothing. So when I decided to do the podcast, not one time was I worried about that. I was more so worried about putting this stuff together, because y'all, I'm old too. You know, I'm a little older, and this new digital world is what slows me down, because back in the day we didn't have podcasts.
Yeah.
So it was something new for me, and I was excited. I'm still excited. I'm excited just to get in that type of lifestyle, only because of the lock life.
Yeah.
So I want people to understand it.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So you said that there's a lock culture.
It is.
So can you describe what that is?
Well, bottom line is, you have a huge commitment to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have some dedication to something. You have a new journey. Because my hair is my crown. Mm-hmm. And some people don't feel that way, but I feel that way because I've been in hair for so long. There's so much information out there. There's so many different avenues. And if you look on social media and you start looking at different locks and stuff, you're going to be flooded, literally flooded with all the information that's out there. What better way than to take all that information, put it into one? Because people have a lot of questions. I have clients who have so many questions. And what makes my heart happy is that I'm able to answer those questions because of my research, my studies, my training, my experience, my skills. And it just overjoys my heart. So doing a podcast is more of a love for me. I want to share this knowledge. I want people to be informed. And so that's what made me say, I'm doing it. I just did it, y'all. I'm serious. Like, I said, you know what? August 1st, I'm recording my first one. And then after that, it was just like, okay, so now what I do?
So what is the plan for you going forward?
The plan going forward is, I already have a second person that I'm going to be interviewing. I've already connected with this lady before for each episode. The first episode is about starting locks, because that's the number one thing. I have so many people starting into their journey. Yeah. They have so many freaking questions, and I love answering them. I love it.
Oh, we have so many questions.
We do. So we have a lot of personal questions.
Yay.
Oh. So one of one of the things we do on our podcast, which is foolish, is we have these questions that we ask every guest. It's like the great equalizer.
Yeah.
They're a little odd.
Well, some aren't. Some are real questions. Yeah, I mean, no, they're all real questions. That's true. It's just, if you could change something, do something differently in your life, do you have anything in your life that you would change? And if there's more than one thing, let me know.
I'm not. You go first. I'm not going to say this, I swear.
Well, you've already said it, so you have to say something.
Y'all, I love my kids. Like I love. There it is. That's my disclaimer.
So I'm giving the floor back.
Go ahead and let it out. I don't think you're going to say anything that I have not said on this podcast about
and
my kids.
You aren't
going
to say anything that other women don't feel.
I'll say it for you. As a woman who has raised children, especially difficult children, there are times of life, and I'm not just talking a moment, I'm talking years, where you feel like you hate that person and you love them, you'd still do anything for them, your heart is still the mother heart, but you're just like, Jesus hell. I'll just put that out there. And yeah. we've talked about that. And you, if you don't feel comfortable.
Oh, I always feel comfortable. Okay. My kids, they already know.
Okay.
My kids know. I love them.
They're driving you crazy.
But though. I will shove them back up in me in a heartbeat. You go first. You're second. You're third.
So do you mind telling us like ages of your kids?
Sure. 20, 19, 18, Jesus. 15.
Wow. Bing, bang.
On boom. Top of four medications from the psychiatric doctor.
Mm-hmm. That you took.
Yes. I'm on.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not be? Right? Yeah. Do you have any children? Right?
I do not.
You do not?
I do not.
And do you want to someday have children or you're not interested?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I change my mind every other day. I'm the oldest of 14.
Whoa. Whoa.
Pause.
Boom. Pause.
So those are my children and my birth control.
Whoa.
So every other day I change my mind. But I think within these past 2 years, I'm like, maybe I do want one.
Well, can I just ask this
one
question?
One would be good.
Is your poor mother still alive?
She's still with us. She's definitely
wow. Alive. Her vagina must have fallen out years ago.
I mean, that's a lot of babies.
Jeez, yeah. Good for her. Any twins, triplets, anything like that?
Twins went so deeply in my family, but I don't have any siblings.
So all of those were one-offs.
Yes. We weren't all raised in the same household, you know, but we are still very deep out here. So my mother did not have all 14. Let's put that on the record.
Okay, okay. Oh. It's blended. But,
Yeah, they were feeling
my
like...
My dad is still going, sorry shout for out her to coochie. The youngest. She's two. I'm 31.
Two. Holy shit. Like you have your own kids.
Yeah.
Where do you fall in the lineup?
She said I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
I am the oldest.
The top dog.
Yeah. I guess good for you for surviving that.
Right.
No, right.
I lived.
You should tell them. You know, you just met one. A couple of them. Didn't you just meet a couple of your siblings?
No. In recent years, I have. There's a couple I've met, but I have one here in Dallas who I didn't know was here.
I know. It's a really interesting story.
So she's been like
story.
A really great support since. Like, I knew her. And growing up, like, we knew of each other, but I lived away.
Are you close?
So now we are close. Mm-hmm. So we're building our relationship. It's been so great. And it's so weird how, like, it's kind of like those long lost siblings, even though I knew her and she's not lost, but how much we have in common, how much we look alike. People confuse us all the time.
Wow.
It's crazy.
How and old is like, she?
She is 26.
That's amazing.
She's 26, but it's so weird learning this person, and even our mannerisms are certain. It's like, man, we could have been twins. Like, it's really creepy sometimes.
Well, Carol, you've recently discovered a niece.
A niece, yes. Yeah. That I knew. Wow. I knew she existed, but I didn't know where she went because she was adopted. My brother had her at 16, and the mother was also 16, and the family was very Catholic, and they gave the baby away, and so I didn't know where she ended up. And through the whole 23andMe thing, we found each other, and it is beautiful. Weird because she's not my sister, but there's so many things that are similar.
Well, and the other thing is that your brothers are so much older than Carol, so that niece is actually
she's 42,
close in age, and she looks just like her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's weird.
Isn't it funny how that happens?
Yeah.
Like, man, you can't deny genes.
Yep.
Crazy story.
Do you feel that you've said your piece, though, about kids? Because you can go on a rant if you want.
Yeah, no, I already ran it to you guys when I met you all. I was like...
I know, but you
I told my mom, I was like, you know, I met these two white ladies on the elevator. And I just started venting to these ladies about this horrible kid I have. And... They probably thought I was weird as fuck.
Nope. No, that's a good segue to white ladies.
Well, all right. So, I mean, we tend to be pretty blunt.
So, we are from Maine, which is like the whitest state in the
whole
entire country.
All the way in the corner of the country.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No one goes there.
No.
No one.
And,
you know, the state itself and the economic drivers and all that and the tourism community, they're like, how do we attract people of color to Maine? And I'm like, I don't think you can because look at us. Why would you want to come there? And then that made us start thinking about us sort of accosting you two on the street and being like, help us.
One of the things we were talking about yesterday was that here we were, two white chicks, and we saw you guys.
Two black chicks.
And we thought, oh, they're going to a podcast conference.
Yeah.
And we came up to you with no doubt or hesitation that you would somehow help us.
Yeah,
and
we believed it 100%.
And you did. But then we thought, well, if you turn that on your head, would you guys, if you were lost on the streets and you saw us two white chicks...
Hell yeah.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
good. I think you have two very different black chicks.
Yeah, we're the different type of black chicks.
We would kind of be the... the white black chicks, and we get that a lot, isn't it?
We're the white, black
yeah,
white chicks.
Like we get that. We
yeah, wait, we're two of a kind.
Explain that to me. Yeah, I didn't.
I would explain that as in when you have like, you know, the black, when you have this segregation in the community, you act like this or you act like that, either side. Mm-hmm. So with white people, you're like, oh, you act black. Or with black people, you can act white. There's still that separation there. Yes. However, we have those exceptions where people are people.
Yes. We're the in between.
So I feel like that comfortable or that vulnerable moment on the street was you just saw people who looked like they were willing to help.
We
so
did.
Ideally, aesthetically, the first thing you're going to notice is that we're black and you're white, but even spiritually, I don't think that you.
I don't think you did that. I think the first thing that I saw was your hair, and it's fucking awesome.
That's the really first colorful. Thing that we get.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't think that we should just deny that our eyes don't take in information.
Because
well,
no, you know.
Sure.
The thing actually that made me realize, well, I did think you were going to the podcast conference, so I was just following.
Yeah, also, we looked like podcasters.
You did.
Yeah.
You
got the look down.
Hey. No, but I when we were crossing, we were following you because we don't know crosswalks for shit. And I heard one of you say to a car that was edging in, oh, you don't move. You don't move, man.
Oh, that was me. I talked to Object. Yeah. I'm the friend who talked to Object.
I thought it was me.
And I was like, oh, it could have been both of you. But I thought, okay,
they're
fine.
These are our people.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but then the other thing that I can't figure out is, how do you guys not hate us? What I'm saying is that during the riots and stuff, I have so much rage.
Mm-hmm. Just from being
a woman. Being my age and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so many chips on my shoulder. And I would watch the news and hear that bullshit. And I thought,
I know.
How do these people, how do black people mm-hmm. not fucking burn this country down? Because they have every reason to.
This is from me, like not from a culture or a race of people. I just see people. I don't know. I guess I was raised that way.
Yeah. Likewise.
No, I can't say that. Well, it wasn't something in the household that was like, oh, don't talk to this race. We didn't do that. We just lived. The only thing I have a problem with is people who are disrespectful, ugly, nasty,
unkind. That can be any color. Any color.
Yeah, because if that's the case, I don't like any race. Yes. I don't even like my race, if that's the case.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't have time in my life to have a hatred of for people that I don't even freaking know.
Exactly.
And piggybacking
off of it. No, I like fun.
Right.
I don't have time for anger and hating.
Piggybacking off of her, I feel like it's so important now. Human being in itself, it's very still young. Like, even segregation in those Jim Crow days, we're not very far away. Mm-mm. We have a while to go, but we still made a lot of history. For me, I feel like we're getting closer and closer to acknowledging and breaking those generational curses and thoughts and ideas and bad seeds. Mm. And so that being said, I personally choose not to hate because, okay, let's say even your grandparents might be racist. We might go back. However, I can't take one person and blame an entire race of people for how that person feels. The age that we're in now, this, what is it, Gen Z or Gen X?
It's one of them. Folks.
I feel like they're just kind of kicking through the door, like kicking ass and not taking the shit anymore. And I feel like that starts with those generational curses. Right. And I mean, I just feel like I'm a people person. I'm human over everything, human over color. Because at the end of the day, we all bleed red.
Look, the only color that matters is green.
Yeah.
Green.
Money.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
Green.
Yeah, that's
damn inflation.
I'm not prejudiced against green at all, y'all. Yeah.
But I think it's the same question for, you know, how do women not burn this country down?
Right.
We just had all our rights taken away from us practically for our own reproductive health. Like, you have to find that positive spin so that you are making the change you want to see.
And I believe that so much hate has been injected into this world in the last couple of years.
So much.
Oh, yeah.
And since COVID, we see more hatred now. And maybe a lot of people feel this way. I decided as a woman to just take care of my family, make as much money as I can make, and live the best life that I can live because I only get one. Yeah. I came here by myself, and I'm going to die by myself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to spend my time with hate, malice in my heart because that's not how I want my kids. I'm sending four kids into this world.
Yeah.
Hell, my daughter is talking about marrying a white boy. I don't give a lovely doodle. Do he got money?
All right.
Is he good looking? Right. Okay. Yeah. I love him tall and good looking and fine and bow-legged. And so, I don't see color, honey. I see
bow-legged because the nuts are so large.
There you go. I don't know.
Now that would be a good reason. I just know
it looks good when they're walking. It looks freaking good.
I did not know that.
It looks good. Big and shit.
I have a thing for gingers.
It's
really bad.
Out. Get out.
It's really
she
bad.
She hates the word ginger.
Oh, okay.
But no, see, that's your word.
Like, yeah. When the carpet matched the drapes, it's even better.
I know.
All right. This is another one of our standard questions.
Okay.
Do you have any scars, warts, or anything interesting that you would like to share the story behind? Or your worst injuries?
She loves this question.
This is the shit that I grew up on.
She loves it.
Okay, I'll weird, go right? first.
Yes, please.
I found one the other day I completely forgot about.
What the hell?
One of my most exhilarating moments of the day is coming home and taking my bra off if I chose to wear one that day.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes I do a little self-discovering when I get home in the mirror. And I saw, you know, right south of my nipple, I saw this little dark circular mark. And I'm like, where did that come from? And I had totally forgot that one time. I am like a ditz all the time. I'm clumsy. I trip over my own feet. But I remembered like where that scar came from. And I'll never forget. I was smoking like the nicest blunt after a hard day of work.
Oh.
And I'm just so goofy. It never fails. I'm the friend who drops the blunt.
Oh my God.
And it fell right into my D cup.
Oh my God.
And just got the south of my nipple. And that was a few years ago. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. But of course, that was how many blunts ago. So why would I remember up until that point?
You know, and that's weird that you brought this question up. I promise y'all, it's so weird. This morning I was getting dressed and I always put my bra on backwards and twirl it around.
That's what she
does. The whole twirl around thing.
Twirl around.
And I hit my mold I was born with it. It's a cute little beauty mark. And I got to inspecting it. This is today. And I'm like, what the hell? I think that's a piece of hair growing out of that damn thing.
Oh my God.
I swear. I promise y'all.
Did
I'm serious.
It?
No, because I didn't have time to grab my tweezers. When I get home, it was already in my mind that I'm going to go back to this mold. Yeah. It's a cute, too. It's a really cute mold.
Do you want us to see if there is a hair?
I don't care. It's dark in here. Can you?
I can see.
Look, I'm going to pull up my clothes here. Yeah. Put a little light on it.
Is there
you see the mole? It's something sticking out of it.
I don't see anything.
It's something sticking out.
Spin that light.
Yeah, spin the light around and take a look. See if you see something sticking out. It's a really cute little mole. Can you see it?
You know what? In all seriousness, I am really good at getting hairs out with my teeth.
There's nothing sticking out of it? Mm-mm. I was concerned all day, y'all.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe it
so
was
nothing
like
sticking out of it.
No.
Because I'm going to revisit that mole today. I'm going to revisit it.
I'm a little
it.
Disappointed because I am really good at tweezing with my teeth.
I have big ass teeth. That's like, can I make that happen? It sounds like super convenient.
Interesting, right?
And here's the thing. I bet if we videoed it, you know that's a fetish somewhere.
It'd go
I know, right?
Hell yeah.
Like,
someone's going to pay for that.
White woman on black woman action.
But man, I have some OnlyFans in the future.
All right. Well, do you have any questions that you want to ask some white chicks?
Right.
Seriously.
Or about podcasting.
Or about or whatever. About just anything.
Anything.
Nothing. No. Do not hold back.
Literally nothing is not something we will answer.
How did you guys meet? That's a really great
question.
We had a very sweet little meeting. So my husband is in the medical profession and he had a friend who is a doctor, and that doctor is now about to be married to Jen's sister.
She and her husband Joel were friends with my sister and her boyfriend. And I was just an
ass. You was like the fifth wheel?
Yeah.
No, because your ex-husband was there that
night. Oh, right.
So we were sitting across from one another, and it was kind of a dull conversation. And so we started talking to one another and realized that we had a lot in common. We were both filthy, dirty, and thought everything that was not funny was funny together.
I love it.
And then we also figured out that we had the same favorite movie that no one
has ever watched.
What is it? Please share.
Over the Edge.
Not the animated.
No, it is a late 70s, early 80s movie, coming of age story, very white people.
Okay. but it was Matt Damon's.
Matt Dillon.
Oh, shit.
Matt Dillon.
I do this all the time.
Okay. Matt Dillon.
It was Matt.
Matt Dillon.
Fine ass Matt. Okay.
His first movie, he wasn't even
he was
an
like
actor.
14.
They pulled him out of a mall.
Yeah.
To do this. So it's basically a bunch of white kids. It's
in
a juvie.
Yeah.
And they just blow up the town.
Yeah.
Basically.
And y'all connected.
Yeah. Nobody's ever
just sitting there conversating and run across this conversation about this movie.
I don't even know how that came up. And we were like, then we knew we were soulmates.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
I know, right? Kind of like me boohooing on you. Yeah. Right.
But then we accidentally ended up working together
at the same place
8 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was meant
truly
to be.
Meant
so the
to
whole
be.
Podcast thing just came about in just like over a lunch.
So we were working together, and we were those annoying girls that have that great banter that we think is so good and funny, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's the Jen and Carol show again. And we were at a party, and some guy was like, you guys should just do a podcast. And we were like,
so we did.
And we did. And we didn't know what we were doing when we started. No. We sounded like ass. We
don't. If you ever listen to the show, do not listen to the first
don't
2 years.
To that.
I'm going to do exactly what you told me not to.
it's so bad. It's so, but you won't.
Bad is good.
There is something about that journey, though. When you listen to podcasters who are podcasting right now, and you listen back to when they started, some of them are really crisp and professional right out of the gate.
Because they're
a lot
from NPR
of us
or something.
Are not. A lot of us, we had to get there. And so it's a good thing. Like, you go back and you go, we were so nervous our first couple of episodes. Like, we were shitting, right? And then our sound was terrible, and we didn't know what we were doing. But honestly, I don't think we would have done it if we hadn't just jumped in.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And
so
it's for the best experience sometimes. Sometimes you just got to dive in and work
so
out
true.
The kinks.
You do. I don't mean to be stepping on your podcast, but have you considered being co-hosts?
That was
she's
my
pushing
ideal.
Pushing me every day.
Because you guys
ideal.
Have great energy together.
You do. You have a
it's
very
just like, no, I you know,
I have to get over my timid.
And then so every
thing.
Now and then I'll come back and I was like, so you're my co-host, right?
Explains to me, because you don't seem at all shy or timid.
Mm. Because she's lying. She's like, I'm shy. I'm like,
I get nervous. Okay. I am totally the behind the scenes type of a person.
Oh, you're the one.
I get camera shy, but I'm batshit crazy. So I can be very out there.
Yeah, she is
it's
crazy,
just,
y'all.
You have a
once
great
I know the cameras are on, I'm just like, oh my gosh. I guess I just don't want to fuck up. I am a perfectionist. I'm new to the astrology and things, and I'm learning with my Virgo, whatever the hell that is, that I'm a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm just thinking of everything I could do better or what I'd want to do, right? Like you said, all of the research and instead of just jumping in. But I can be a ball of nerves, but I'm just batshit crazy enough that it works.
Mm-hmm. And my ADHD kicks in, and I'm all over the place. And so it kind of works for us. Right. I don't know why.
You know, it's so funny because right in this moment, I realized that's our dynamic all the time. Yeah. She's kind of all over the place and I reel it in. But
I would seriously suggest that you guys do something together.
Yeah, because you're fantastic together.
You have great chemistry.
We're definitely working on it.
Yeah,
We are definitely.
Because when we were first on the air, even though it's not video and people aren't looking at us, we felt like we were on the air.
Right.
Like people
now
are staring at you.
We don't even think about it.
Right.
No. It's just...
I have to get over my nerves. Under all that, I'm just a crazy, goofy girl.
Yeah,
and what's crazy about all of this is because you guys will really enjoy the podcast.
Absolutely.
You know, only because of the information that's involved, something that you guys know absolutely nothing about, because this is the lock world. And I'm going to have some interesting people on.
I can't wait.
I have
either.
A lot of people lined up, y'all.
I'm so excited for this podcast. And once it does launch, we will share it out to
all
of our people.
It will even have you guys back on. I mean, not in this fanciness, but.
I know, right? Isn't this fancy-smancy?
Yeah, don't get used to this. All right, our final question, the question we ask is the last question of every one of our guests.
Get ready for it.
Okay. Have you ever shat yourself?
Shot myself with a gun?
No, or shat.
Shat.
Oh my gosh,
what
I've
the
done
hell
this
is
like
shit?
Twice.
It's Wait, the past tense of shit.
Yeah, shat.
Okay,
yourself.
So I have an exception because I have some stuff going on. I have what they call carcinoid neuroendocrine tumors.
Whoa, wait, pause. One more time. Slowly.
I know, right? And I'm not ashamed of sharing because people think I'm crazy because I'm like, oh, I got diarrhea. And I'm so open with
it.
Okay,
can you repeat that word one more time?
Yeah.
So
yes.
We can hear.
So carcinoid neuroendocrine tumors. They started in my intestines. They metastasized to my liver.
So it's cancer.
So it's cancer. Yes, I have cancer. And so it's a daily thing for me. Every 28 days, I go get injections, hormone injections to control the serotonin that is secreted from the tumors. And so there have been times that I'm like literally running to the restroom, y'all. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, I got the shit. And I got shit now. I got shit now.
Wait, so I we're going to get back to you.
We'll go back. Yeah, this is kind of a bomb dropped.
But I know, right? Are you going to die of this?
Well, it's the rest of my life. I did have a surgery back in 2019 where they removed a foot and a half of my intestines.
Holy shit.
And so that's my new life. I call it my new life.
Yeah.
Where things will come in and they go right back out.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And so my new life involves farting, shitting, diarrhea, bathroom. Okay. That's mm-hmm. my life. Like bathroom. Like wherever I go, I got to have a bathroom because I may have to have a shit storm, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have to go to chemo or...
No, surprisingly, right now, they're just monitoring the tumors. Mm-hmm. So every 6 months, I do have to go have a scan so that they can monitor the growth of those tumors because I have so many of them. I will have them until I die.
Wow.
They do cause other issues. And so I'm constantly up and down. So there are days that I am sick and she knows. Mm-hmm. Some days I'm just like, yeah. It's a shitty day.
Literally.
Literally. Okay. Like, bathroom is my friend. I should have a toilet on my back.
You have so much in common.
You do.
And I'm not embarrassed. Like,
you shouldn't be.
I'm not. What's wrong with me?
You should not be.
No, it's a very
healthy. Call me shitty booty.
So the answer is yes or no that you've shot your pants.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hell yeah. And I'm like, fuck this shit. Take these drawers off and put on some more.
So do you travel with extra panties?
Oh yeah. I got drawers in my bag.
Okay.
I got drawers in storage. I don't know if you ran across them yet.
No.
My pink drawers I got in there. Oh yeah. I'm stay prepared. Because I just throw them away and just get me some more. It's not that often. But there are days that I do have moments where I have gas a lot. And you know, gas pushing out shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes you just don't know.
You just don't know.
Carol sharts all the time.
It's true. And it's true. You throw those out. You don't try to sell
them. Yeah. I'm not going to wash shit out the drawers. And I'm 45, and if a man doesn't like that, I think it's fucking sexy because I'm human.
Love me or leave me.
And if he doesn't like my sharded drawers, either you wash them out for me or you leave me alone.
Or buy a new one.
All right, Ray, you had said...
I have.
You have.
I have. I've done it a few times.
On purpose?
No. Oh, it's never on purpose, you know? But it always like surprises me every time.
Oh, it's a surprise.
It's never been on purpose. I've battled with my weight all my life. I've been up and down and up and down. And I've done different diets and different fads. And I think the first time that I really remember that I'll never forget. I've always been a better out than in person. Like when it comes to gas, like it just has to, you know, I don't want to be all bloated and
no.
It really fucks up your mood. Mm-hmm. And I was doing, you know, I don't like eating, like, I don't like being heavy. You know,
yes.
I want to be light and free. And I've done one thing I used to do all the time to like manage my weight and just try to be somewhat healthy was the cabbage soup diet.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I did that gosh. Too.
So shitty ass.
Yeah, so I did the cabbage soup diet one time.
That'll do it.
I think on the beginning, just certain things you can't eat. And I went to the fridge, you know, and I leaned over and I was like, oh my gosh, that feels like a gas bubble.
You actually just did the sound effect.
Yes. I intentionally.
I would have dropped that in, but you did it for me.
Yeah, it happened at the fridge one time. And I was like, oh no.
That's my bestie, y'all.
Yeah, but I hate to say I do it. Yeah. I don't want to say more often than not, but it happens.
I've had it several times.
But I have bags. Jen's never had it. It's nice to keep underwear on you. You should have a whole bag and a monthly bag at all times.
Oh, yeah. Lotion, soap, deodorant.
You never know. Soap, deodorant, and extra pair of underwear.
You know, I got all that.
You
know, I can take a whole
bag. Keep the whole bag in the trunk. Okay, you never know what the night may bring.
That's actually, yeah. Just for the record, nobody has ever said no to that question.
Oh, that's so fun.
And you know what? It wouldn't shock me at all if someone did because I'm like, quit lying. Oh, my God. Right? You shit at your drawers. Come on. Mm-hmm. I know you're fine and sexy and cute, but come on now.
Nope.
We're human.
Nope.
So we're going to have to wrap this up because we're getting down to the line. But
all right.
Thank you both so, so much for coming up here being
just
with
being
us.
Just being brave and just unbelievable.
You had no idea what you were walking into.
No.
No, we didn't know, but I'm so forever grateful. Thank you guys for having us. Yes. It's been such a wonderful opportunity.
Yes.
It definitely feels natural. Divine intervention, organic.
Please keep us posted on how you're doing.
Yes.
All right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Please consider us part of your community.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're definitely. All human.
All right.
Definitely.
And we will see you freaks. Goodbye.